Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi. Thank you for joining me today. Now, I had this week's episode all ready to record, and then God did something this morning that caused me to change it to this one that I'm going to talk about today instead. Now, I was listening to a podcast this morning. A lot of mornings when I get ready for the day, I have some particular podcasts that I like to listen to. And as I was listening this morning, there were some things in it, and I had the thought, wow, that's really good. I need to just pause this, rewind it, write some of these things down, and think about maybe sharing them in a podcast sometime. So then, because I'd put it on pause and I wanted to take some notes on it, I decided, well, let me throw in a couple of songs while I finish, you know, getting ready for my morning. I wasn't sure what. A lot of times when I turn on my music, I have like a specific song in my head that I want to hear, and then, you know, I just let the music play after that. This time, I didn't have a specific song. So I scrolled a little bit and I saw a song and I thought, yeah, well, let's start with that one. So as I started playing this song, there was a line in that song that said exactly what I had just heard in the podcast. Okay, I actually ran to my computer and wrote that phrase down because I didn't want to forget it. So then I just let the next song play, and that song also had a line in it that is exactly what I had just heard in the podcast that I was thinking about sharing. Crazy, right? I absolutely believe that was God telling me that someone out there, one of you, at least one of you, needs to hear this exact word of encouragement right now. So I'm saving what I was prepared to record, and I'm sharing this with you instead. So what was the podcast that I was listening to? Well, one of the podcasts I like to catch every week is called The God Journey. This is with Wayne Jacobson. He was a co-contributor to the book The Shack. I have actually had him on this podcast. I've talked to him. We did a live thing way back in COVID together. And he is one of, I think I have only had three non-bereavers ever in like the 5 years I've been doing this podcast. I always make sure they're bereavers, but he just has such a compassionate heart, and he just has such wisdom from God. And I will link to that episode in the show notes just in case you're interested in listening to that. So anyway, every week, he and his co-host, Kyle, they start out by sharing the best thing they heard that week before going on to their topic. And sometimes the best thing they heard that week actually becomes the topic of that podcast episode. So Kyle was sharing that the best thing he heard that week was the hum of a hummingbird's wings. And usually, I mean, they always talk about something they read or heard or, you know, that for his, the best thing to be a sound, it was kind of interesting. So behind this, he had had a big run-in with a family member that got, it sounds like it got heated and escalated a bit, so he knew he needed to leave to cool down. So he drove to a beautiful place, it sounds like in the mountains with a lake, and he was sitting on the deck of this place, just talking to God about it. You know, what was that all about? He was asking God questions like, is there something in me that was triggered that I still need to deal with that really has nothing to do with this family member? How was I in the wrong with this? Was this a spiritual attack? Am I in spiritual warfare right now? You know, things like, I don't know what to do with this. God, I need you to untangle it for me. Was this my own perception and not really an attack from them? You know, just all these questions and things he was bringing to God. But God stayed silent. He did not sense anything from God in this place of turmoil and asking him all these questions and, you know, needing him to come through to show me what's going on here. But then he heard a small whoosh and a hummingbird hovered about 10 feet in front of his face. He said for almost 2 full minutes, just staring at him straight in the eyes. He said it was like the little bird was staring into his very soul. And then it flew away and he did not see or hear from it again at all for the next 6 hours or so that he stayed at that place. And he said, now, hummingbirds have a significant meaning to him. And he felt like God used that hummingbird to encourage him that even though Kyle wasn't hearing God speak to him about his situation, God was still sending a message, though. And that message was, even though you feel like I'm being silent right now, I still see you. I still hear you. And I am at work in your situation, and I will give you clarity. So in this conversation, then Wayne and Kyle went on to talk about how we tend to tell God the answers that we need now so that we can deal with whatever it is we're dealing with. And for us, obviously, it is the deep, painful grief of losing our child. We want God to tell us why. We want him to explain himself to us. We want answers, and we want them now, because I guess we think it will bring us the peace we need, and yet we also know it won't bring us the peace we need because it won't bring our child back, right? Now, Kyle went on to say that he allowed that peace to come, just knowing that God was listening to the cries and the pain of his heart, that he allowed that to be enough for the moment. I just want to note how amazing it is, how God's nature can bring a peace to us in the not knowing. It's almost like a reset. When we're in the red zone of intense pain, we're just not teachable. Now, that may be an odd word to use in our grief, but that's what we want, isn't it? We want to learn why. We want to learn what happened. And we need to allow God to kind of reset our heart so that we can be okay with not knowing. And we're going to need a reset over and over and over again as we continue this journey with him. I know some of you have told me, you know, I haven't asked why for a long time, and now all of a sudden I find myself asking why again as I miss my child. You know, something just really deeply makes us miss them again, and they just start questioning why again. But as we keep going in this journey, we do find that the resets happen less and less often, and it becomes more of a soft reset than a hard reset, if that makes any sense. So one thing I want to encourage you to do is to go out in nature. Let God speak to you through the creation of his beauty. Let him speak to you through the sounds you hear in the creation, through the sights you see, through the smells of, you know, the pine trees walking through the forest, or a waterfall, or whatever it is. Take your shoes off and walk in the grass and let your feet feel that. And there is scientific evidence that there is a physical grounding that happens when we walk barefoot in the grass. But I have found that for myself as well, that when I go out in nature, there's something about it. I don't know. It's like God is so big, and it doesn't make me feel insignificant. As a matter of fact, it's kind of the opposite. It's like God is so big, and yet he cares for me, and he cares for my child, and he cares what's going on in my life. He cares about the pain. And yet when I look in the bigness of how big the world is, how beautiful it is, I look at, you know, trees everywhere I can see, and I'm just in awe of the power of God. Now, for me, it doesn't, and this could be because I'm so far down the road at this point, but for me, it doesn't make me, okay, God, if you're so powerful, why didn't you save my child? It's more like, God, you are so powerful. I know that there's more to this than what I'm seeing. I know you could have stopped Becca from dying and leaving this earth, but I know with all this power and beauty that I'm seeing that there's something behind this that I just don't get, and I trust you because you're so big and you're so awesome and you're so incredible. How can I not trust a God who made all of this beauty and just incredible things that I'm being surrounded with right now? Now, something kind of funny in this podcast that I was listening to, before Kyle shared about this hummingbird experience, Wayne had shared the best thing he had heard this week, and it was another really strange thing. He said the best thing he heard this week, or, you know, the week they talked that this had come out, was someone saying, wah, 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 like the teacher in the Charlie Brown movies, or if you read the comics, that wah, 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 like somebody's talking, but you can't understand what they're saying. And the reason behind that was because they've had like 7 dogs. They've trained all their dogs. They have a new puppy, and this puppy just wasn't training in the normal ways that they used to train all their dogs. So they actually had to hire a trainer. And he was talking about how true it is that a dog trainer actually trains the people more than they train the dog. And he was talking about how he was walking his dog, and he was just telling his dog, "I just want you to stay on the sidewalk. Just stay on the sidewalk. I just want you to stay on the sidewalk." And the trainer said, "You know, your dog does not understand the words that you're saying. He understands your tone of voice. He understands your body language. He understands that he's making you unhappy and he's displeasing you. And he wants to please you, but he does not understand the words that you're saying. To a dog, what you're saying is just like, wah, 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 wah." Okay? And, you know, he started thinking about that in just life as a whole and God, and how often we take something to God, and when God tries to tell us something, all we hear is wah, 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 because we can't make out his voice. It's not making sense. We can't understand what he's saying. Maybe we don't even recognize the fact that he's trying to say something. Now, many of you have heard me talk about asking God why. First of all, we would not like the answer. I mean, why? It's not going to be good enough. Whatever answer you give me, God, of why you allowed Becca to leave this earth when you did, it's just not going to be a good enough answer. I'm sorry, it's just not going to be good enough. And we're just going to fight with him about why it wasn't a good enough reason. I think about, a lot of you have heard me say this, I think about like a teenager who's asking for the keys to the car, and we tell them no. And they want to know why. Well, how many of you out there, whether you were a teenager and think about that time, or you have teenagers or you've raised teenagers, when you give them an explanation, if you did, how many of you had a teenager would say, "Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I'm okay with not having the car. I'll go find something else to do." No, they want to know why, not because the answer will satisfy them. They want to know why, because they want to argue with you on why your answer isn't good enough so they can still try to get the keys to the car, right? So the first thing about asking God why is that really all we would do was argue with him, because it wouldn't make sense to us, and we would just want to argue with him about why his reason isn't good enough, at least from our viewpoint, right? Second, if God were to tell us why, I believe that answer would be way beyond what our finite minds could comprehend. And I have always used the example of Dave being in IT, computer, he programs computers, he moved up into being a director. And I mean, he's amazing with computers, he really is. And so I could go to him wanting him, "Well, can you get my computer to do this? Can you do a program that does that? Can you change this? Can you fix this? Can you make this do what I want it to do?" And sometimes he can, and sometimes he can't. And I want to know why, because to me, he should be able to do anything with the computer. He's really good. It's just program it, fix it, go in and do whatever it is you do. And, you know, he can sigh and roll his eyes and very kindly try to explain to me why he can't do that. But then I just kind of glaze over, because I don't know all those technical terms. I don't know what he's trying to explain to me. It is just way over my head. So he can try to tell me why when I ask him why, but I don't get it because my mind can't comprehend what he's trying to tell me. And so I love this example of that wah, 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 because we just would not be able to understand a word that God is saying to us. So one of the things that I like to say is, when you can, turn a corner and ask a different question. Start asking how instead of why. Ask God, "How are you going to get me through this? How are you going to pull me out of the darkness? How are you going to get me to want to live with my child not here anymore?" And I believe that God will say, "I'm so glad you asked me. Let me show you how I'm going to do this." Now, let's go back to the hummingbird for just a minute. I really think, especially if we really understand that why is not going to be answered for most of us this side of heaven. And when we get to the other side, I believe our children already fully understand why. They see it, they understand it, and we're not going to understand the why. It's not going to make any sense to us until we are there with our child and we can see things from God's viewpoint and not our own human, finite, earthly viewpoint. So with that being said, when we can recognize that, I think what we really need is for God to let us know that He's listening, that He hears us, and He is with us in our pain, just like that hummingbird did for Kyle. So are you wondering about the two songs with the lines in them that caused me to realize that this was the message for this week's podcast? Well, there's a song I heard a few months back that I play once in a while, and it's called Glory Days, sung by Jason Gray. And it talks about, and I'm just kind of summing this up how I see this song, but it talks about how we think that the glory days are when everything's going great in our lives. But what if the glory days are those terrible days when God shows up? What if the glory days are the trials that turn me into someone who leans on God more than I ever have before, and it allows Him to shine through me with a strength and a beauty and something that's never been able to shine through me before? And the line that caught my attention in this song called Glory Days says, "I'm becoming more than I ever thought I could be." And that just really hit me. To me, it just lines up with this conversation I heard that when we allow God to just let us know He's listening, He's with us, and that He cares, and we allow that peace to come in, it allows growth, it allows maturity, it allows perseverance, it allows strength, it allows hope, it allows all these things that we so desperately need in our lives. And it just solidifies those things in us as we continue to walk out this journey with Him and just not be so uptight about the why and about Him fixing it and demanding that He fix these things. The other song is called Don't Stop Praying, and it's sung by Matthew West. And the song title pretty much says what the song is about. It just goes through all these, you know, scenarios on things. Don't stop praying. But the line that gripped me was, "Your Father's heard every single word you're saying, so don't stop praying." Wow, that really fits in too, doesn't it? Like I said, after what I heard from Wayne and Kyle, and then those two lines in the songs, I just felt compelled to share this message with you right now. Now we know, okay, well, let me rephrase that. I know God is at work. God is at work in you, even if you can't see it, even if you can't feel it. He is at work to do something in your life that will go above and beyond whatever you think is possible. I fully believe that when you come out of this on the other side, and you will come out on the other side of this horrible darkness and intense pain, there will be a strength and resilience that was not there before and that you did not know was possible. I just want to remind you that for the month of July, which is National Bereaved Parents Month, you can get the My Grief Journey book for only $5. This is a book with 42 words that have to do with our grief journey, such as overwhelmed, alone, longing, memories, confusion, rest, purpose, and heaven. Each word has my personal thought about that word, along with an appropriate scripture. Each word is also surrounded by a drawing that you can color if you want, along with a prompt so you can write your own personal thoughts about that word. This book is used by support groups, and it's great for that because they read the short page about the word, and then they use the journaling prompt for their discussion, such as the word pain. And the prompt there is, "I manage my pain by," or "Fear, my greatest fear is," or "Healing, I felt a measure of healing when." Now, at this price of only $5, if you do meet with other bereavers, you could pick up a book for each one of you in your group. Also, in case you're interested, by request from many Pereavers. There's also a children's version of the book called My Grief Journey for Kids. So just go to the store on gpshope.org, click on the tab for the books, and place your order. Now, we are extending this offer through the end of this week, a little bit into August. So be sure to place your order before the weekend is over. And I am talking about the first weekend in August. So by Sunday, August 4th of 2024, if you're listening to this later. All right, let's go ahead with this week's birthday segment. Daniel Kravitz was born on July 28th and is forever 32. Easton Holden was born on July 28th and is forever 5 years old. Joey Ray was born on July 28th and is forever 26. Dane Sturm was born on July 29th and is forever 21. Whitney Leanne Garko Seehusen was born on July 30th and is forever 31. Lauren Miller Dobbins was born on July 30th and is forever 33. We celebrate the day these children came into the world and into the lives of their families. We know it will always be a very special and important day worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out that form, including the pronunciation of your child's name if it gets mispronounced sometimes, because I do want to be able to say it correctly for you. Just fill it out, submit it, and we will add your child's birthday the week of his or her birthday. I believe God is asking you right now, can you just walk with me? Can you walk with me if you don't know what you don't know? Can you walk with me if you can't see what you want to see? Will you still walk with me through the darkness, through the silence, as I work in your heart and in what is going on around you? I am with you. What you are asking is important, and it will happen. You will come out of this dark place, but you need to let things unfold in the way they need to, in the way that I see they need to. Just stay on the journey with me. Take one day, 1 minute, one breath at a time, together with me. And I will add to that, as always, to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.